My dear friends, it's a remarkable verse in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. To most people, it's rather startling to be told that they must look into the face of the Lord Jesus. They must see him face to face. Many years ago, there was a dear old Christian character who used to love to speak about the Lord Jesus to others. And one day he was waiting on a station for a train. When the train came in, he stepped with a prayer in his heart into the carriage and sat down and found three gentlemen looking at him. They had some newspapers on their walking sticks and they were shuffling their cards for a game of cards. And they said, "Good morning, sir. So glad to see you. Come and join us for a game." The Christian gentleman looked at them with a smile and he said, "Well," he said, "I'm afraid I'm not much good at that sort of game. Oh, come and help us to while away the time." "Well," he said, "if you want to while away the time, I'm pretty good at telling fortunes. Would you let me tell your fortune?" "All right," they said, "anything to cover the time while we're on this journey." And so he started to pull out from his pocket his Bible. And opening it up, he said, "This fortune book that tells the future, it says certain things concerning each one of you, and I'm going to ask you if you will give me from that pack of cards five of hearts." Rather surprised by this sudden approach, they found five of hearts and handed it to this man. "Now look here, gentlemen," he said, "you see those two hearts at the top, and you see those two hearts at the bottom, and you see that heart in the middle. Now," he said, "I want you to think of those top two hearts as your eyes, and those bottom two hearts as your knees. We have two eyes and two knees. But that heart in the middle pictures your tongue. We only have one tongue." "Now," he said, "in this wonderful book that I hold in my hand, we read, every eye shall see him. Now, gentlemen, whether you want to or not, one day you've got to look into his face, and you've got to see him face to face. It says in this book, every knee shall bow to him, and one day, whether you like it or not, you've got to bow the knee to this wonderful person. And it also says, every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, gentlemen, let's be brave. I don't know when it's going to take place, but one day you will look into the face of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God who died for you. You will bow the knee, and you will confess with your lips Jesus as Lord. And the sooner we do it, the better." Just then the train rattled into a station and came to a standstill. And to this Christian gentleman's amazement, the three men picked up their newspapers and their walking sticks and bundled out of the carriage. And he thought to himself, "Oh dear, I suppose they've had enough. They didn't like that straight speaking. They didn't like their fortunes being told." And he went on his journey with a prayer in his heart. Some years passed by, and he was on a railway station again. And not once, not twice, a man passed him, looking into his face, and then stepping up said, "Excuse me, sir. Did you ever tell the fortunes of three men on five of hearts?" "Oh, yes," said this good Christian gentleman, "I remember that in a railway carriage. Yes, why, were you there?" "Yes," he said, "sir, I was one of those three." "Do you know, sir, I never forgot what you said that day. I remember going home and I couldn't sleep that night. Again and again the words came, every eye shall see him, every knee shall bow to him, every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord." And he said, "Do you know, I was so deeply stirred by those words, I made up my mind to look into his face, to bow the knee in his presence, and to confess him as my own Savior. I'm glad to meet you again, sir," as he wrung his hand, and he said, "Thank God I'm a Christian now." "Well, what happened to the other two men?" said Mr. Jones. "Well," he said, "sir, I'm sorry to tell you. One man was a very wild character. He was always gambling and drinking, and as far as I know, your words have no effect upon him. And you know, he died a few years ago, and I just feel he was not a saved man at all. But the other man, he said, he too has trusted Christ. You know, I kept in touch with him. I told him of my experience, and he too has bowed the knee and given his life to the Savior. Now this morning, this evening, today, I don't know who my voice is reaching, but just as you listen in that home by that radio set or in your car, face it, in the future lies the tremendous experience. Every eye shall see him. Every knee shall bow to him. Every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord to the glory of God the Father. You know, he died for you. No one ever loved you like Jesus. It was love that went to the cross to bear your sin and shame and judgment. He gave his life to redeem you to God. And that's the Savior that comes in all his risen power, and he says, "Give me thy heart. Let me come into that life to pardon and cleanse it and possess it and empower it and use it for the glory of God." And either you look into his face and say, "No, thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to live selfishly. I like playing about with sin. I'm going to risk it." Or you're going to look into his face and say, "Thank you." And with a great big thank you from your heart, you will bow the knee and, looking into his face, confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Listen carefully. "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." God bless you.